there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Laying it on a little thick today. Happy Halloween. Yes, the Danettes are... Oh, no, you guys don't have costumes on. What am I saying? Or Seton, do you have a costume on?
I have a costume on.
Oh.
I do.
Okay. Let's play guess Seton's costume. Could you describe for the radio audience, just so they...
It's almost exactly what I wear every single day, except I added one thing, and I immediately turn into this person.
Okay. You turned your hat backwards.
I never wear a hat.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't wear it backwards, but today I am.
Okay.
Because it's really the only thing I did to update my costume.
Okay.
And then I also have one prop with me.
Okay. Yeah, Paul?
It looks like one of those little toy dogs you carry around that people carry, like, to appointments. And Seton's petting it ever so lovingly.
Okay. Okay.
I have some other clues I could give you, but I don't want to burn them all at once.
Okay. Todd?
Paul's genuinely, he's like looking at me like, what is this?
I know. I am stumped.
You guys are going to be so disappointed when I tell you what my costume is.
Okay. So you've got a little, is that a toy dog?
It is a toy dog.
Toy dog that you're rubbing, caressing, holding, and you have your hat backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
Is it a real person or a character on TV?
Sometimes it's tough to tell.
Okay.
I think Weeks gets it.
Weeks, our cameraman, gets it. Great. Then I know I'm not going to get it.
It's a little bit of an inside.
Is it?
Costume.
Oh. Are you making fun of Tyler?
I'm Tyler the operator today.
Can you lay down for 4 hours straight?
Wow. No, I disagree with the term making fun of. I'm just being Tyler today.
Yeah,
yeah, my next clue was going to be, I don't have a phone here anymore. Dan Patrick Show, hello. Hey, how was the christening? Oh, that's great.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Tyler.
I'm one backwards hat away from essentially being Tyler.
Tyler has a costume on today. A couple of the backroom guys have costumes on.
And who was the last person to wear Tyler's costume?
You.
Hello.
Yeah. A tiger costume for Tyler. Maybe we could show that. There you go. There he is. Tyler, ready to take your phone calls
my
on this Monday.
My third clue was going to be a spatula in my hand. I'm going to go make some food.
Yeah. So Tyler's there, tiger costume. Dylan has a costume on today. There's Dylan. Dylan is a shark today, one of Katy Perry's sharks. And then picture Dave Ray also. Where is Ray? There he is. He's behind this desk over there.
He dresses Jared Goff?
He's No, he's got his horse head on.
If I just put my hat forward and shaved this into a mustache, picture day Ray costume. Boom.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Like Seton's, I thought he was playing like, I was thinking like Stefan. Remember the character on SNL? I thought there's something there, but I didn't get it. And Weeks, the cameraman, is going as the dude from Big Lebowski.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning. Good morning. Those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, those on chat row, and those calling up as we do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Operator Tyler is standing by. A couple of things to recap. A lot of things to recap. Todd, seriously?
Yeah.
4 minutes and 48 seconds into the show.
I know.
Here we go with Halloween names.
Had to be done.
Can't do it now.
Not yet.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Rip Hamilton.
We'll get to that coming up in a moment. No stretching. Like, don't do what you normally do.
Stretching like high knees on the airplane kind of stretching?
No. Let's ride. Yeah. Let's ride. But don't be stretching the names, all right?
I'll try not to do
that. Okay. By the way, here is Russell Wilson after the big win in London.
Adversity is temporary. You know, I've never shied away from pressure. You know, I think that you got to look right at it and just keep going and keep believing and stay the course. What I do believe is that with our team just catching some momentum. And every season I've ever played, you got to catch momentum. There's a moment in time where it clicks.
Okay. They won. I don't know what it means, but they won. And anybody who was on the Jacksonville bandwagon probably needs an Uber Lyft, you know, just to get back home. Because they had a couple of impressive moments, and then all of a sudden they've returned to Earth. And I still think they have the nucleus there to be a good team. It just... We want to push somebody up quicker, or we want to bring them back down to earth quicker. Yeah, Paul.
As much as I'd like to continually blame Urban Meyer for Trevor Lawrence's struggles, I can't really do that week eight of the season. Trevor Lawrence gives it up a lot. Interceptions, fumbles, loose ball. I mean, he's good for a fumble a game. He's good for a pick a game, it seems like.
Well, Zach Wilson, too.
Yes.
Zach Wilson. These are young players. They think they can extend the play. You're used to playing in games where you're on the best team or you're the best player on the field. In the NFL, that rarely happens. Unless you're Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, that usually doesn't happen. And that's where you need to throw it away. There's nothing wrong with it. Live to have another play. He lost that game for him. Yeah, Seton.
Do we still give Trevor Lawrence a 1 year mulligan, though? Or is that over? I still feel like he's just learning this year. Forget last year. Mm-hmm. Last year was just, you know, sink or swim.
Well, maybe he had to deprogram himself, and now you've got a situation where your coach is an offensive-minded guy, former quarterback. You got a couple of free agent wide receivers. You got a couple of good defensive players. I thought that they would be. Well, I also thought the Lions would be competitive for a playoff spot. Let's recap some of the things that happened over the weekend. Certainly, by the way, World Series Game 3 tonight, Bengals at the Browns. It'll be the Bengals without Ja'Marr Chase. Do you have a forecast for the Philadelphia home game in the World Series, Paul?
Around 4 o'clock, there's a little bit of a chance of rain, and then it gets a little worse, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, about a 50% chance of rain for the World Series, but also a 50% chance of no rain.
Would you do that where they say partly cloudy or partly sunny?
Partly.
I'm a partly cloudy guy.
Yeah, it feels like.
For sure.
Yeah, it feels like we're partly cloudy. But it can be partly sunny. Yes, Todd.
Does that mean you're not a positive person if you consider something partly cloudy over partly sunny?
I just thought of that. That, you know, if somebody says, oh, what's the weather going to be like? Partly cloudy. You don't say partly sunny. It's usually partly cloudy. Bengals at the Browns. Bengals, I think, favored by 3.5 in that game. You have college football weekend, Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, TCU. You know, with Tennessee, when they beat Alabama, now you have a big moment. Like, now you go, wow, that's a big moment for them. And then you wonder, are they for real? And then what they did against Kentucky, now you have to go, big moment, but also a real moment. But Georgia at Georgia next Saturday. They might be able to hold on to one of the top four spots if it's a close loss there. But Tennessee has been the big surprise so far. Ohio State had a little bit of a test with Penn State. Michigan State. More of a battle in the tunnel than on the football field. Georgia handles Florida. And last night, in case you missed it, Packers, they were 10.5-point underdogs, maybe 11 in some places, and they covered. And although watching the game, Buffalo struggled but still won that game by 10, which is kind of scary, I feel a little better about Green Bay today. They ran the ball. They kind of held Buffalo in check there in the second half, but I don't know if that's the blueprint that you're going to want, or you're going to go, yeah, Aaron's going to sign up for that. Here is Aaron Rodgers after the loss last night.
I feel like we can just get one and the whole momentum changes. I thought we had a great week of practice. The energy in the pregame in the locker room was different. It felt like Packers again. I feel like for whatever reason, we didn't have the confidence for a few weeks. We weren't playing with a lot of energy. We weren't amped up before the game. So I like the way we felt before the game. Maybe it was Sunday football. Maybe it was being counted out. Maybe it was this environment. That's encouraging. But the play in the first half wasn't very encouraging.
The hottest rookies, bigger superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of this program, for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Give me the Packers' schedule here the next couple of weeks, Paul.
Okay, in the next 5 weeks, the Packers have Detroit, Dallas, Tennessee.
They're at Detroit.
Yeah. Home against Dallas, home against Tennessee, at Philly, at Chicago. If they could somehow go 4-1...
Wow.
They go into their. They would go into their. If they went 4-1, they would go into their bye week, 7-6. Then they after the bye week, you have home versus the Rams, which might not be a problem. Miami, Minnesota, Detroit.
That's a tough schedule.
Yeah,
it is. And I expect Detroit to win one of those two games with Green Bay. I think Green Bay's 5-5 against Detroit the last 10 games they played. It always feels like. And sometimes those games don't mean anything later in the year where Green Bay may rest some people, but still, you know, Detroit may. I thought Detroit was going to beat Miami. And he started out, and I thought, okay, here we go. And then all of a sudden, Tua played well. Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Miami picks up the win. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
Dan, we're working on a few of them. What team had the best weekend this weekend?
Who had the best weekend this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to say what team, though, had the best weekend.
What team had the best weekend
this
weekend?
This weekend, yeah. Okay. Tennessee Vols, the Vikings, Eagles, 49ers. Phillies have had a good weekend. Anyone else? Anyone you want to take off of there?
Yeah, Paul.
I would say Vikings. Nobody saw it, but they won 34-26.
Has anybody watched a Viking game this
Isn't that
year?
Kind of every weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Vikings had a good weekend. Nobody saw it, but they had a good weekend.
But then you know what's going to happen? They're going to have a standalone game, and then they're going to lose, and everybody get all same old Vikings.
Well, the Vikings are, I think they're at the Bills. I'm not sure, but it's a 1 o'clock game. It's not national in about 2 weeks. But then they have a national TV game versus the Patriots. But the Vikings, 6-1, there's a little distance for them with the division. They don't have to, like, win out or anything to win that division.
Yeah.
That's a good weekend when your opponents lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Just nobody watches them. You start to think about these teams in the offseason. So here we are, 8 games in, Packers, Broncos, Rams, Raiders, Buccaneers, all popular Super Bowl picks starting the year, and none of those teams has a winning record. Meanwhile, Giants, Vikings, Seahawks, Jets, they have surprised a lot of people here, but there's still time to turn something around, but you start to look at the Rams, Broncos, and the Raiders, and I would say there is major concern. Rams are going to play the Buccaneers coming up next weekend. The Raiders situation, I don't think you're getting rid of a coach, but it feels like Mark Davis, the owner, and Josh McDaniels have a weekly meeting after a loss, and I think they did again. You got blown out. You got embarrassed. And, I mean, Saints put it all together. Andy Dalton, Alvin Kamara. But if you're the Raiders, I mean, there's a disconnect there. You'd think, all right, at least we have offense here. And they were a dark horse Super Bowl pick. You had Derek Carr. You had Josh Jacobs, Waller, Chandler Jones. You brought in Devontae Adams. And then nothing. Zero. 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 All right. We'll come up with a poll question. Got a play of the day. Your phone call is always welcome. Any day, but certainly on a Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Our good buddy Ross Tucker a little bit later on in the program. World Series Game 3. Weather is probably going to be an issue. Bengals will be at the Browns. Is that right? Bengals at the Browns and the Bengals by 3.5, I think, is the latest line I have from DraftKings.
I have, I got 3 and 3.5 in two different places. Bengals at Browns. The Cincinnati giving 3 points.
Over under is 45.
If you're in Major League Baseball, do you want to rain out tonight so you could play tomorrow night not against football?
But why didn't they do that in the first place?
I don't know. You'd think you'd want Tuesday, Wednesday to yourself.
By the way, I went looking for the Broncos and Jags, and I forgot it was ESPN Plus. I'm going all over the place. I'm like, where is this game? Is it during a commercial break? And then I remembered Laura Rutledge from the Mothership was on, and then she promoted the fact they were going to be on ESPN Plus. Yeah, see.
I saw the clip of Laura Rutledge interviewing Russell Wilson after the game, and I was like, that's weird. Why was she there? Oh, wait, that's right. That's weird. Why was she there?
I know.
Oh, that's right. They did the game.
We actually had a person on from the game invite us to watch it on our show.
Yes.
Like most people at home don't have, like, you're Steve in Tulsa. Yeah. Or Rutledge doesn't call and say, hey, just a reminder.
It's a personal reminder.
But I'm ready to go. I'm like, all right, got football. And my wife's like, they don't have football this early. I go, yeah, they do, from London. And then I go, I can't find it. And my wife goes, well, why would they have a game on you can't find? I said, hun, welcome to my world. Welcome to what it's like to be a sports fan. I have no idea where this is, but eventually tracked it down. Let's ride. All right, take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
There have been 71 games decided by one score this season, the most through the first 8 weeks in NFL history. Get to your phone calls coming up, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. The email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. World Series Game 3 tonight, also the Bengals and the Browns. Poll question, Seton. Which one are we going with?
It's just coming up with a new one, Dan, actually.
Oh.
Worst decision this weekend.
Okay.
DJ Moore taking his helmet off. That was a bad decision.
Yeah, it was.
That was, I mean, kicker still should have been able to make that, but that was a bad decision.
Okay, the rule says you can't take your helmet off during a celebration. The rule also says you can't take your helmet off during the field of play. But if he's outside of the end zone, is he outside the field of play?
Does the end zone extend in perpetuity? Essentially invisible lines all the way through and maybe up until the stands.
Yes, Paul.
People are using that as kind of like a semantics thing, that maybe if he was technically out of the end zone, can he celebrate? But the game was still going on. It wasn't like, was it Diggs a few years ago threw his helmet on that play, but the game was technically over. And it was part of a celebration. He jumped in the stands and started yelling at people. And you know, the other team had the option to enforce it on the extra point.
But also, they could choose if they wanted to take it on the extra point or on the kickoff. And they decided to move the kicker back 15 yards on the extra point instead of getting 15 yards on the kickoff. I thought that was, you know, very, very smart gamesmanship there. Because now all of a sudden, it's not a chip shot. Now you're kicking close to a 40-yard extra point. Yeah, I'm pulling.
If DJ Moore's on the sidelines, and I wish they would have had a split screen on Pinheiro when he goes to line up for the extra point, and they just showed that's got to be a lonely feeling. Probably the greatest player of your career. DJ Moore's a good player, but probably the biggest player of your career gets, you know, he took his own play down.
Those Falcons, those pesky Falcons, the NFC South up for grabs. Who wants it? Nobody has a winning record, though, but who wants it? The NFC South. You can have it. Yeah, Marv.
The coach of the year talk, it's not just Brian Daboll anymore. Arthur Smith, Pete Carroll, you got a couple of other candidates now.
It's got to be Pete Carroll. It's got to be Pete Carroll.
Geno Smith era rolls on. Let's go.
Papa
Geno.
I saw where there was a column written, and it had MVP candidates. And, you know, you had Josh Allen in there. You had Patrick Mahomes in there. Jalen Hurts. And I saw Geno Smith. And I go, hold on here. Hold on. I'd have Micah Parsons well before I would have Geno Smith. Geno's a nice story. And Pete Carroll's having a great time because he got rid of Russ. He got a king's ransom for him. And they're playing well right now. Yeah, Paul.
Parsons picked up a fumble. Nobody touched him, and he had the wherewithal to run it back for, you know, a touchdown. But like people jumped over him. Geno Smith, he's 5-3 as a starter this year. He's a 73% passer, leading the league, 2,000 yards, 13 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Nice. Those aren't cute numbers. Those are real numbers.
Played well, yeah, Marv.
Making the Pro Bowl would be big, like one of the three original NFC guys. But I don't know about MVP. That sounds like he got to be Jalen Hurts type. They got to be undefeated. They got to go, you know, 13-4 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's a nice story, but I don't think it's MVP-like story. Certainly not now. Yeah, Paulie?
Well, I would say that before the season, we talked about them tanking as a franchise by going with Geno Smith and Drew Lock. Are they tanking? You could find articles out that Seattle.
Oh, sure.
And if he somehow gets 27 touchdowns and 8 picks and makes the playoffs, which is a more of a surprising story?
Well, surprising, but
like Kurt Warner.
In the bigger picture, when you look at MVP, most valuable player, you got to be, it feels like, a threat to win it all. Mm. Feels like you have to be in the conversation of, you know, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And even Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, to me, with what he's done, that was the big question mark. This was supposed to be, remember they got draft picks? We thought, well, if it doesn't work out, they can, you know, kind of couple those draft picks and go up higher and get a quarterback. That was the conversation in the offseason with Jalen Hurts. Hurts has played well, and the Eagles look like, if not the best team, the second best team in football. Yes, Eaton.
Seahawks wide receivers had some big drops yesterday, too. That Tyler Lockett, I mean, that's a sure touchdown. I want to say there are a few others in the game, too, that you could tell Geno Smith was like, after Tyler Lockett, he had a couple of big errors, went over to him and was like comforting him, like, hey, man, don't worry about it, shake it off kind of thing. But DJ Metcalf had another drop, and Geno didn't seem all that pleased about that one.
Oh. So you're kind of making this about Geno overcoming his wide receivers.
His wide receivers, yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. The dropsies. Yes, Paul.
Mahomes, by the way, is on pace right now for 45 touchdowns and 11 picks.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But it's Josh Allen's award to lose. And the number of players who comment during the game on Josh Allen, who are watching the game, that's what's always interesting, because players know players. And when they're like, oh, my God, this guy's the GOAT. And when they are willing to compliment somebody who's not playing on their team, that usually stands out. That jumps out for me when I go, okay. Yeah, Marv.
Do you have an MVP right now?
I would say Josh Allen, but I'd have no problem if somebody said Jalen Hurts is the leading candidate for MVP. It's just, we got 8 more games. What have we got? At 8 games now. So we're almost halfway home. That's a lot. I mean, look at what's happened in eight weeks. There's a lot that's happened. And then is somebody going to turn it around, figure it out? Is there a team that's sort of lingering that's going to go, we can win this? You know, maybe it's the Vikings who look at the NFC. You know, what happens to the Rams? You know, the Rams, are they going to be formidable? Cooper Kupp got hurt at the end of the game, which I don't know why. Even if he's in there, don't throw him the ball. Like, there was no, the game's over. Don't have him take another hit. And I know it may sound like, well, you're looking at the end result. I am. But watching the game, and they threw it to him, and I thought, that feels like they're just going for stats. And then he didn't get up. And then I went, that's going to cost him. And then I wonder if they're going to be in the OBJ sweepstakes. Because I think there was a couple of weeks ago where I said, I don't think they've committed to OBJ, because I don't know if they've committed to how good this team is going to be this year. You got one weapon. That's it. Cooper Kupp. And do you want to get OBJ? If you get him, what's it going to cost you? What's your record going to be when you pick him up? And if you're Green Bay, what are you doing at the trade deadline? Anything? Can you do anything? Will they do anything? And does OBJ factor in with Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Because they are both desperate right now. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. James in Virginia leads us off. How about them Commanders?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday. Happy Halloween, DP, Danette. salute the Commanders, man. I started off with my best, man. Three in a row. I can't believe it. They aren't the prettiest, but you don't apologize for W's in the NFL, man. They got a big game coming up with a former quarterback coming to town. So it's a measuring stick game, man. But three in a row is three in a row. So very excited about that. Man, my other best, man, I called in earlier last month and said, man, if Christian McCaffrey goes to the 49ers, what that could be. And with no Debo Samuel, the trifecta, passing, receiving, rushing, man, they saved their season with that win over the Rams. And, man, that's going to be a scary team going forward. And my worst, man, I'm a Go Blue guy, man. I've been a Go Blue guy since the Fab Five when I was 8 years old watching them play in the finals. And, man, they are on a tear this year, undefeated. But the end of that game in that tunnel, man, is unacceptable. Anybody that thinks that violence is going to solve anything is wrong, man. It's unfortunate the world we live in, but we got to be better as a society. We got to be better, man, teaching our youth, man. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, James. Yeah, you're watching the game, and Michigan State gets humbled, and then you have both teams. I know everybody has this outcry. Oh, you shouldn't have both teams go into the tunnel. Well, they've been doing it for years. A lot of teams do it. The Packers and the Buffalo Bills. You had Stephon Diggs and Jair Alexander who were jawing with each other in the tunnel. It does happen. It's not the tunnel's fault. It's a bunch of cowards at Michigan State who did that, swinging a helmet at somebody, 3-on-1, 4-on-1. Wow, tough guys. Really tough guys. How about you play? Play as hard as you did it, you know, in the tunnel. Maybe you guys would have been respectable. Here is Jim Harbaugh talking about the post-game fight.
Two of our players were assaulted. It was, I saw the one video. It's the 10-on-1. It's pretty bad. Pretty open and shut. I mean, one of our players has a nasal injury. Could be a broken nose. And just very unfortunate.
Yeah, and you have your helmets off. At least the Michigan player did, and some of the Michigan State players, at least one guy, was swinging a helmet at him. Four of the players have been suspended at Michigan State. All right, Brad in North Carolina. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
Hey, BP.
Hey, bud.
Yep, got my best and worst of the weekend for you. My best of the weekend was Drake May for my Tar Heels. 388 through the air, 5 touchdowns, 61 on the ground, rolling Pitt. And keep an eye on him. He's starting to get national press for a dark horse Heisman candidate. My worst of the weekend was obviously DJ Moore. Just, you got to be smarter than that. That was just stupid.
Yeah, I understand the moment. You know, this wasn't like, remember when Joe Horn had the cell phone that was in the, you know, the cushion there? On the goalpost, that's pre-planned. It's unfortunate DJ Moore was excited. It was an unbelievable play, unbelievable throw, and you think you're going to win. And he took off his helmet. Because here's a team in a rebuild, and you look great, you know, the previous week. You beat the Buccaneers. All of a sudden, you might be in first place here. And he let his emotions get the better of him. I understand. That could happen. You know what the rule is. At least if you didn't, you do now. Don't take off your helmet. Yeah, Paul.
And there's a few different rules analysts, like the NBC rules analyst, Terry McCauley, said, by the letter of the law, the guy was standing out of bounds from the end zone. But you're still giving the ref a chance to throw the flag. Now, the ref doesn't have the handbook in front of him. And maybe if you're splitting hairs with the rule, you could say that DJ Moore was out of the end zone when he took his helmet off. You know, he was physically.
But is that out of the field of play?
Section 3 and sportsman contact, Rule H or whatever, H.
Yeah. Article 1, Section 3.
Removal of a player's helmet on the field of play, in the field of play, or in the end zone during a celebration or demonstration or during a confrontation with a game official or any other player. So it says, in the field of play or the end zone during a celebration. Mm. Some people are saying he was technically out of the end zone when he started celebrating.
But if you take your helmet off during a celebration, then it doesn't matter where the celebration is.
It's not clear with the rules about that. It makes it sound like if you have to be in the field of play or in the end zone during the celebration, when your helmet comes off, then it's a penalty. Like,
because you can go to the sideline and take your helmet off.
Yeah, some people said yesterday that if he had caught the pass, let's say going out of bounds through the end zone towards the sideline, and then ripped his helmet off, he would have been in the clear.
Yes, Todd.
You could have had a nice, cool first place 3-5, four teams all tied for first, and that situation now puts the Falcons in sole possession of first, dropping the Panthers all the way to last just because of that.
Michael in Las Vegas. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hi, Mike.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Best of the weekend, Russell Wilson. That man is pure entertainment.
Let's ride.
Press release.
Let's ride.
Every press release, conference, everything he sounds like he's the main character of this world. As for my worst of the weekend, I was going to say the Michigan incident, James, and you said it beautifully. Thank you for the wisdom. But I will divert to the Raiders, who scored as many points as I did this weekend. Absolutely awful.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I'm watching the Raiders, and I'm going, what's happening here? Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's pick it up a little bit here. Yeah, Marv?
It is so difficult to get shut out in an NFL game. At least get a field goal. You see teams get smacked, and they score 10 points. Zero?
Yeah.
Not even a field goal.
Yeah. Nathan in Texas. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I just want to give my best today as my Cowboys beating Pauly's Bears, 49-29, and I really don't have a worst today, so that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you, Nate. All right, we'll get to more phone calls. Got our play of the day coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh my God.
The play. Of the day.
Left side, got it!
Playing and playing.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Second down and 8 on the Ram 34-yard line. Kittle is inside of Ayuk, right. They motion McCaffrey. Backwards pass to McCaffrey. And he's going to throw downfield wide open. Brandon Ayuk! Touchdown! San Francisco! He can run!
Ayuk!
He can catch!
Ayuk getting on fire!
Christian McCaffrey can throw!
In addition to his touchdown pass, Christian McCaffrey also caught a TD and rushed for a touchdown, the first player to do so. Do all three in the same game since LaDainian Tomlinson, 2005. That's courtesy of the Niners Radio Network. Play of the Day. Play of the Day brought to you by Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They've been honoring America's heroes ever since 9/11. Donate $11 a month to T2T.org. Letter T, number 2, letter T.org. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. These are the teams that are 500 or better. You got the Buffalo Bills. You got the New York Jets. You got the Miami Dolphins. New England is 4-4. Philadelphia 7-0. Dallas 6-2. Giants 6-2. Commanders 4-4. Commanders Vikings coming up this weekend. Does that sound right?
It doesn't sound right when you say it. Actually,
I know.
We don't know. Yeah. You know what's funny? We're never in unison on anything. I think all of us don't like the Commanders name, not the team and the franchise, but the name change.
Hey, Commander.
I just can't take a franchise seriously that calls themselves the Commanders.
Oh, that's the reason why you can't take the franchise seriously. Their nickname.
Yeah.
Not the team or the stadium or the owner or any of that stuff.
Well, the owner and the, you know, the crappy name all go hand in hand for sure.
I like the Washington football team.
That was perfect.
Yes.
Washington football team was perfect.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. A hot new poll question. We're only 46 minutes into this show, and we've got a hot new poll question. Top of the hour.
I can update you on hour one, okay, which I put up there without asking you. But since we were kind of hot on it, I asked, should DJ Moore have been flagged for taking his helmet off? Right now, do you want to guess the results?
70% say no.
53% say yes. How about that?
Okay.
Pretty close.
Well, it is a rule. You may not like the rule.
Yeah, rules schmool.
Yeah. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, ruthless, Seton. With the poll question, costumes all just ruthless. Of course he deserves a penalty. Best of the weekend. Jordan Pickford getting 6 saves and 3 clearances and a clean sheet against Fulham. Sadly, his offense couldn't score him a goal to get the win. Worst of the weekend, the amount of years that Arthur Smith took off my life, not just pulling a page from Vrabel's playbook, running up to the line with a running clock, false starting, getting a 10-second runoff, and then the game's over. I don't have to stress for half an hour with an interception and miss field goals. Thank God for kickers with the yips.
All right. Thank you, Al. Josh in Virginia. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
First time, long time, 5'11", 215.
Okay.
My best of the weekend is the Tennessee Volunteers and them just slacking Kentucky and how they were able to do that so dominantly, especially on defense. And my worst of the weekend is Kentucky. I mean, my dad is the hugest Kentucky fan. And to think that they've had the same coach for so long and they've been so close to getting over that hump and they just can't do it. And the way Will Levis played it, it was crazy. But That's all I got. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. You know, Tennessee has so much speed, and they get into that fast-paced offense, and all of a sudden it's like hold on for dear life. They got some athletes on the edges there. They had a long touchdown to open up things, and then all of a sudden, you know, Kentucky. And, you know, Will's a really good quarterback, but I'm waiting to see him be consistent. You know, when you have three interceptions, zero touchdowns, those highs and lows, that would concern me. And he might be the number one quarterback here. But, you know, Hooker outplayed him. Tennessee, that environment, now they're tied for second in the country with Ohio State. Yes, Marv?
Is Tennessee in a position where they can afford to lose a game to Georgia, but no one else?
Got to be close.
Okay.
You can't go Oregon against Georgia and get blown out. But if it's close. Now, this may sound crazy to Tennessee fans because they're like, wait, we can beat them. We're not talking about losing a close game or not. We can beat them. And they should have that mindset. But this is a real story now. It was a big story when they beat Alabama. Now it's a real story. At least it should be. Because that's an exciting offense, exciting team. And they've done a great job in turning this thing around. Ted in Tampa. Hi, Ted. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Best and worst of the weekend. The best, the Ohio State University. 24 points in 32 seconds.
Yeah.
Talk about letting the air out of a balloon. Those Penn State students were in a state of shock. Worst of the weekend, with the DJ Moore situation, do you know what he said after the game to his team or in a post-game press conference? Did he take it on himself and just say, hey, I really wasn't aware of what that rule was? I don't know
if I saw anything, Ted. We can check. But they know the rule. They didn't just say, hey, we're going to rule on this and we're going to flag you for taking off your helmet. They know what the rule is going into it. I saw where a few players surrounded the field goal kicker to console him in the locker room, including Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and just to let him know, whatever, hey, we as a team lost the game, not just you. Donnie in Virginia. Hi, Donnie. What's on your mind? Hey, Donnie. Thanks, Donnie. Stacy in Portland. Hi, Stace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
5'7" and a tight 150. Best and worst of the weekend. Best was our Portland Thorns winning the NWSL championship. The first NWSL club to win three championships. Despite the turmoil of a severe investigation into the leadership.
Sure.
And also featuring our MVP, Sophia Smith. Worst of the weekend, Sedona Prince, University of Oregon. Wonderful star. She hurt her elbow and it's probably going to end her college career.
All right. Well, thank you, Stacy. Some deep cuts there. Best and worst of the weekend. Get to more phone calls coming up. Got a new poll question coming up top of the hour. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us coming up as well. So game three of the World Series, this is weather permitting, and we might see some rain. And it might be one of those where you start and then you stop, start, stop. Bengals will be at the Browns. They're going to play no matter what, whether it's an issue or whether is an issue or not. Yes, Paul.
If you're MLB, do you look at the weather and say, as soon as you get an inkling that there's going to be rain, do you call it early, and you could say you're doing it under the guise of, hey, to be fair to everybody who's coming to this game, and then you get Tuesday night. I know there is MAC football starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, but why not do this to be – you know there's Monday night football.
I don't know.
You don't need a gimmick or, you know, novelty to go, you know what, let's not play tonight. Even though there is rain in the forecast there, they knew they were going up against Monday night. They started the World Series on a Friday night. And then played Saturday night. And why not have Tuesday and Wednesday here? That's the surprising element of this for me. Yeah, Paul.
Tomorrow night they would be up against Ball State versus Kent State and Buffalo versus Ohio, Maction.
Okay.
Nobody wants a piece of it.
I would tread lightly on Maction.
Your Ohio Bobcats are looking good.
I love Maction. I don't think they're my Ohio Bobcats.
Oh, I thought you liked their squad. Didn't you kick it one time there?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I like the Ohio Bobcats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Ross Tucker will join us coming up. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend as well. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, go to danpatrick.com. Got a lot of great things there. We got the candles in. We got the Velcro wallets. We got T-shirts in there as well. And we'll give you a heads up when we have the new batch of Tailgate Moonshine. That should be in a couple of weeks, but we'll let you know about that. Also, the calendar for the holidays. That is set to be ordered, and we'll give you an update on that as well. And sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. 1 hour in the books, two more to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play, you've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.